The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Yevamos Daf Nun Gimel. Here begins the sixth paragraph of Yevamos, paragraph of Yevamos. This parak deals with many of the technical details of Yibum, how it's done. In our times, the minhag amongst Ashkenazim, it's recovered not to the Yibum, and rather do Chalitza. By Sfaradim, it still exists a little more, the idea of doing Yibum itself, not doing Chalitza. In Shulchan Aruch, there's several Samanim that discuss Hilchos Yibum, and then there are Samanim that discuss Halachas of Chalitza. In Simakuf Samach Vav, that's where most of the Halachas that appear in our Mishnah, and the Gemara that follows immediately thereafter, are brought down by the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, and Evan Ezra Simakuf Samach Vav, Hilchos Yibum. And there at the end of the siman, the Rama quotes from the Torah, Yesh Arim some say, Sha'abal Yevamzai, someone that performs the mitzvah of Yibum, Tzarach Levarach, Ashekeshanu Mitzvahisa Vitzivana Abiyas Yevama. That there's a mitzvah to do Yibum, and therefore there's a bracha that is made upon performing the mitzvah of Abiyas Yevama, of the mitzvah of Yibum. This is a bracha that the Torah quotes from the Bala Itta, and the Mechaber does not bring it down, but the Rama does bring it at the end of the siman that someone that performs the actual mitzvah of Yibum should make this bracha. The Beis Shmuel, in Sifkon Yud Aleph, says, I am the Torah B'Shem Itter. I want you to look at the Torah in the name of the Itter, which is actually the source of the Sermol. The Bavarach Acher Abiyah, after he performs the B'yas Yibum, the bracha is performed afterwards. In Mashma Tam, it seems from the Itter and the Torah, the reason why I make the bracha afterwards, even though most brachas we make over Lassi Yasson, the halacha usually is, it's Gemara Pesachim, Dav Zayin, other places, that the one who makes a bracha on mitzvah makes the bracha before he performs the mitzvah. Here, the bracha is made after one performs the mitzvah Yibum. The Chashin and Shema Tachsa Hiva to mind, but she might change her mind and back out on him. She'll refuse to do Yibum. She doesn't want to marry him. She doesn't want to marry the Yavam. And then it won't be possible to do Yibum, but after Chalitza. So therefore, we don't make the bracha until after, because if one makes the bracha before the mitzvah Yibum, and then she backs out, have a bracha Vatala. It'll be a bracha Vatala, because the mitzvah will not end up being performed. The Bishmul then says, if he's there, based on this, Yeshloimah, but my the Kaimel on the Bavarach and Birchas Erisin, Kainel Kedushin. We have to wonder, why did the Loch is, this is Nevin Ezra Sim Lamadala, the Loch of Kedushin, and the Birchas Erisin, the Brach of Kedushin, we make before we perform the Kedushin itself. Even if the Chosm is ready and he's ready to make the Brach or to have the Brach be made by the Messiah Kedushin, why aren't we afraid that the Kaimel might back out? Kenachanam, Lechashin, Shematachsaboy. This is a hard one to understand, why the Yibum or Fesh is going to back out. And by Kedushin, we're not afraid she's going to back out. Now, by Yibum also, she's put in the position of Yibum because her first husband passed her without children. But it seems we're talking about a case where she agreed to the Yibum, otherwise they would have done Chalitza, and she wouldn't have had to marry the Yavam, the brother. She agreed to the Yibum, and still we're afraid she might back out at the last second, so much so that we don't want to make a bracha before it performs the mitzvah of Yibum. He can only make the bracha afterwards once he knows for sure the mitzvah was completed. And by Kedushin, we're not afraid of this Kedushin. We allow the bracha to be made on the Kedushin, the Birchas Erisin, to be made before the Mitzvah Kedushin itself, before the Mitzvah Kedushin. We're not afraid the Kala will back out on the Chosm at the last second. Then the Beis Shmuel says, Ein Simen Samach Gimel. As if in Simen Samach Gimel, which is not the place of the Birchas Kedushin, we'll soon see what that deals with, as if over there one would find possibly a Yishuv, an answer to this question why Birchas Kedushin is different from the bracha that's performed on Yibum. The Taz of Yer Tzimkuf Samach Vav also simply quotes the Torah B'Shem Itter. He says, "Dafka Acher Abia, V'Kainu Abia, K'derach Shav Brachas, Shein Ervel Siyosan." Even though most brachas are usually made before performing the mitzvah, but even the brachas is made after the mitzvah is performed, the kind of mitzvah is completely achered, and a Yevama. Because here the mitzvah depends on someone else's agreement, the Yevama, she has to agree. And maybe something will come up from her end that she won't agree to even taking place. And therefore, we cannot make the bracha before the Yevama, we can only make the bracha after the Yevama. In any case, we're now left with this stira. The Bishmul asks why in Simon Lama Dalad, the Machaber Paskins, and the Rama seems to agree that the bracha is made before the Kedushin. And over here, the Rama goes with the Torah B'Shem Itta that the bracha is made after the Yibum. Really, it's a stira directly in Torah because the Torah in Simon Lama Dalad will soon see the Machalik Yishenim. He brings the Machalik Yishenim of when the bracha is made on Kedushin. And over here in Simon Sukkot Samachov, he just brings from the Itta and the bracha is made afterwards. He does not bring the Shita that the bracha is made before. So now, if we turn back to Simon Lamed Daled, we'll find over there that there are two shittas. a kedushin also, when the bracha should be made. Should the bracha be made before the kedushin or after the kedushin? The mechaber in Siman Lama Dal Sif Aleph, he says, "Kol mekadosh isha, someone who is mekadosh a woman, does the eris and does kedushin. Bein the atzma bein the shliach, while he does the kedushin himself, or he sends the shliach to do it. The varach makes the bracha. The Rama says that either he makes the bracha, the shliach makes the bracha, and the Rama says that the minig is altogether someone else makes the bracha. We have the minig with the mesad kedushin. The Rav is mesad kedushin. He makes the bracha. The birchas erisin. The mechaber brings down the lashon of the bracha. As she kashanu mitzvah sof tivon al aroyis, osvon al arusais, hitlon al nesuot, the chubim kedushin, baruch atah Hashem mekadosh Yisrael." The Mal says that there's some different gersois, different eschois, exactly what the wording of the brach is. We have a little different wording in Ashkenazim, how to say the exact brach of the irisin that the Messiah Kedushim makes. And then the Mechaber finishes the sif. After he finishes the bracha, that's when he does the kedushin, and the Rama seems to agree with this. Only after the bracha he made the kedushin, so the bracha is made before the kedushin, and does not seem that worried that she's going to back out. And indeed, the Beis Shmuel himself over there says the das kama place because many places more than the kaddish kama bracha. You first make the kedushin, you only make the bracha after because shema tafsa. Maybe she'll back out, but tirtzel kama kedushin, she won't want to accept the kedushin. And non kama, he says, but we pass from the chiluy of our kedushin kedushin. It's better to make the bracha before the kedushin. They should oivlas yochim like all the mitzvahs. We want to make the bracha before we do the mitzvah. But the yevad yochel varach after kedushin. But the yevad you can make the bracha after kedushin. But the yevad you can make the bracha after a mitzvah. And our father, we're going to soon see that many rishonim hold by kedushin, you make the bracha after the kedushin. So, but the yevad you can make the bracha afterwards. But chachilu the bishmul is going like b'shulchan aruch. Now, chachilu make the bracha before the kedushin. And the bishmul himself pointed out it seems to be a steer to aloch of yeretz v'kuf samachav va'ibum that the bracha is made after the mitzvah ibum is performed. Indeed, the Chokas Mechaikig also, over there on the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Lamed Aleph says, L'chatchil d'ikar mitzvah is to make the bracha oivlas yasam before you do the mitzvah and before you make the mitzvah kedushin. He says, not like the Paiskim who say that you make the bracha after the kedushin. And the Chokas Mechaikig brings that the Tshuvas Rosh is claiming they're making a mistake. It's wrong. It's a mistake. The bracha is made before the kedushin, before the erisin. If you forgot and did not make the bracha before, then the Chokas Mechaikig says you can make the bracha afterwards. And he says, but friends, especially according to our minhag, that the Rama mentioned that someone else makes the bracha, not the chosin, the Messiah Kedusha makes the bracha, not the chosin. And the Chokas Mechaikig sends you to look at the Dais Maimini in the end of Perek Gimel, Hilkos Ishus, on the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Hilkos Ishus. It's actually Mechaikig's Rambam and Ravid about this very shaila, when the bracha is made, before the Kedusha or after. In Hilkos Ishus, Perek Gimel, Alokachot Gimel, the Mechaber says, Kol Mekadosh Isha, son is Mekadosh a woman, Bein the Atma, what he does himself, Bein the Shliach, what he does, the Shliach, Tzarech Levar, Kol Mekadosh. He has to make the bracha before the kedushin. Either he makes the bracha or the shliach makes the bracha. He says, "Kederach shemavarach al kol mitzvahs." Just like make the bracha on all the mitzvahs before the mitzvah. Akach mekadosh. Afterwards, you mekadosh. And kiddush lebirach. And the Rambam says that some make the kedushin, does not make the bracha. Levarach kedushin is too late. Zubarach levatola. The bracha levatola is too late. Mashnas kfarnas. That's finished. You missed out on the bracha. The Ravid argues, Kosov Ravid, ain't on the Noyagin came. We don't have this minig. The Ravid says in his place, the minig was opposite. Elimakadish achach mavorach. The bracha was first made after the Kedushin. The Tam, the Ravid says the reason. Neshadovar toler b'das achirim. Because this is dependent. Most mitzvahs, a person wants the mitzvah of Tiras Lulav, he makes the bracha, and he picks up the Lulav. He wants to blow Shefer, he makes the bracha, and then he blows the Shefer. This mitzvah is dependent on the agreement of other people. Shem Taman Isha, if she refuses, she doesn't want to marry him, Harry Bracha Levatolah. So we're afraid till the last second that she's going to back out. We have this fear. The Itzah mentioned, we're afraid that she's going to back out. And the Rabbi says, this is why the father makes the bracha, Lachnisa Risa Sharam Avinu, by Bismillah, after the meal is performed. The Moel makes the bracha, Shekhshad Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Al Mila, he does the Bismillah, and right after the Mila, we make the bracha, the father makes the bracha, Lachnisa. Now, some Rishonim, well, the father has to try to fast get in and make the bracha of Achnisa before the Bismillah. Tells himself and brings from the Rashba. And he said that the bracha has to be made, the bracha of Achnisa, the father has to make before the Mila. He should fast make that bracha of Achnisa, before the Mila, before the Moel has a chance to do the Mila. But other Rishonim argue, the Tayyip himself and the Zan brings from Beyantam argues, and Beyantam says the bracha of Achnisa could be made after the Mila. And he says, because the bracha, the halacha of Eivas Yasa, making the bracha before the mitzvah only applies when the person is doing the mitzvah, he's making the bracha. So then he first makes the bracha, then there's the mitzvah. And Shavar Acher, and someone else making the bracha, loy, that does not apply. And Tosafot says, Teda, I'll prove to you that when someone else makes the bracha, then the bracha is not made for after the mitzvah. Shavar Birkas Eirson. What we're discussing right now, the bracha of Kedushin of Eirson, in the Dvarach, Lach Eirson, that bracha is only made after Kedushin. And this is what the Ravid says. The Ravid says there's two reasons why the bracha on Kedushin should be made after the Kedushin. First of all, because the Isha might back out. And then there's a second reason, which we're seeing over here, that Tosafot said, because someone else is making the bracha, and that's really what the Ravid is saying, is that time the Birkas Av, Shemavarach, Achnisa, Brisa, Shavam, Avinu, and the father makes the bracha after the Mila, because he's afraid the Mila might not do the Mila. The Mila himself, he's planning on doing the Mila, so he makes the bracha, and he does the Mila. But the father, he's not the one doing the milah, so he can't take a chance. He has to wait till after the moel does the milah. Once he knows the moel does the milah, he can make his bracha of achnisay. He can't make the bracha before, because the moel might not do the milah right away. Something might go wrong. He's not the one doing the milah. He's not in control. So the same thing with the Berkos Eirusin, that the Messiah Kedushin, the Rav of the Messiah Kedushin, he's making the bracha, so he can't take a chance. Maybe the chosam won't do the Kedushin right away. And therefore he has to make the bracha after. So now we know in our times, the minhag is that the bracha is made before the Kedushin. Even though the Messiah Kedushin is one who makes the bracha, he still makes the bracha before the Kedushin. But we see here that in the places of the Raiv, in the place of Tesfis, the bracha is made after the Kedushin. And we see over here two reasons. First of all, the Isha might back out. And second of all, the Messiah Kedushin is afraid that maybe the Chosin, not just the Kala might back out, the Chosin himself might not perform the Kedushin right away. Just like the Aviyah Ben, the father of the baby, is afraid that maybe the Moel will not perform the Mila right away. And therefore he makes his bracha of Achnisa Brisa Sharam Avinu right after the Mila, does not do it before the Mila. The Gois Maimoni, that the Chalkos L'Chalik is referring to, he also says, he's going on the Rambam, says make the bracha before the Kedushin, which is really our minhag, and that's what the Mechaber passes in the Shulchan Aruch. Kach Noigim Be'eretz Ma'ariv, Amalchius Eilu, in the place of the Gois Maimoni live, because I'm actually lived in more Ashkenazic land, Eilu Be'kadosh Mavarech, La'achar, someone else makes the bracha, the Messiah Kedushin makes the bracha on the Kedushin, L'Figach Noglin, therefore they have the minhag She'em Mavarech, and La'achar Eirusin, the Messiah Kedushin only makes the bracha after the Kedushin, because the Sefer Truas, Kenig Marina Rabbeinu Shiach, and many Pesach, many Rishonim follow this, that since someone else is making the bracha, I should not make the bracha until after the Kedushin was done. That's minhag avaseinu, minhagenu, for that reason, that once the mavarech is not the one who's doing the mitzvah, the one making the bracha is not doing the mitzvah, someone else is making the bracha, not the person who does the mitzvah, he should make the bracha afterwards. He cannot take the chance of making the bracha first. Duma hadribu avashabirich, maybe the Messiah Kedushin make the bracha, the Rav make the bracha, and the chasakal will change their minds, they want to wait, they don't want to do the Kedushin right away. Nitzah bracha l'matala. And that which the halacha is that you always make the bracha over asiyasim before you perform the mitzvah. It's only when the mavarech is doing the mitzvah, if someone else is doing it, then he makes the bracha after. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, that the V.A.V.N. makes the bracha lachnisa v'isa sham after the meal. So this is the reason that we have why the bracha made after the kedushin is because the isha might back out, and also because someone else is performing the mitzvah, not the one who makes the bracha. So now we're left with the stereo, why by Yibum, the halacha seems to be, the Torah brings from the Itta, it seems the Torah accepts this halacha, that the bracha is performed after, the bracha is made after the mitzvah Yibum is performed, and by Kedushin, it should be the exact same shayla, and many Rishonim, and in fact, in many places, the minhag was, the bracha was made after the Kedushin, because maybe the Kala will back out, and the Messiah Kedushin makes the bracha, maybe the Chosin will back out, or he won't perform the mitzvah right away, and still we know in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is passing in Shulchan Aruch, that we make the bracha like the Rambam, like our minhag, we make the bracha before the Kedushin, and we're not afraid about all these concerns. So the Shmuel seems to feel that the answer to this theory of this contradiction in our halacha, it can be found in Siman Samach Gimel. What is Siman Samach Gimel? Siman Samach Gimel is Bilas Mitzvah Brachasai. It's the halachas of a Basula and with the Dan Basulim. And there it says to make a bracha in Sif Beis. The Yesh Oimrim, some say, Sh'achar Shemotza Basulim. After the Bia Rishonah, when the Chosin finds Basulim, he makes a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Tzog Ezem Gan Eden, and there's a whole nusach of a bracha that some of the minhag to make. Yisharim, some of the minhag to make that bracha. Their Mos says some have the minhag. Some say not to make the bracha unless you have a kais available. Some say this bracha is not found in Shas B'chlal, and therefore in the Gemara B'chlal, therefore it should not be made altogether. Some say to make the bracha without Shalom Malchus. There's different opinions in the Rishonim, and even today there's different minhagim in regards to making this bracha on after the Basulim are found. But that's clear in Shulchan Aruch, that's after Shematzah Basulim, after the Bia Rishayna, that's when the bracha is made in the Basulim, it's actually Lashon HaRosh, Mustav Elevarcha, after Shematzah Basulim, the bracha is made after he finds Basulim. Now the question is, why is this bracha made afterwards? Again, why is this bracha not made? Oyvah Asiyasa. So some Achrayim say, that this bracha is not Bruchas HaMitzvahs B'chlav, from the whole Lashon of the bracha, the wording of the bracha, it's not Shek HaShonim Mitzvah Yisav Tzivonu, it's not a specific mitzvah over here, it's a Bruch HaShvach V'Ayda, thanking Hashem, that everything worked out successfully, it's a Bruchas Basulim. And that's the Drisha comes out in Siman Samach Gimel, and the Bach, Shvach, Vayda, Tehila, praising Hashem, and that's why this bracha can be made after it. And indeed, some say the bracha of Lachnisa, Brisa, Sharam, Avinu also isn't a full-fledged bracha of mitzvah, even though it does have Asher Kishan, Mitzvah, because it's already a bracha made in the mitzvah of Mila, by the Moil, Asher Kishan, Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Ala Mila. This bracha is more thanking Hashem for the fact that we had the opportunity to do the mitzvah of Mila, and that's why this bracha can be made afterwards, because the bracha of Shvach that's thanking Hashem for the fact that we had the opportunity to do a mitzvah, that can be made whether before or after. That's where the Bach says, in Siman Samach Gimel, the Torah does not tell us whether the Bruch Basulim should be made before or after, because it doesn't have to be made before, obviously, it's not Bruch Basulim, it doesn't have to be made after either, there's no real reason why it has to be made after, the Bruch Basulim we make before, we don't have to make this Bruch after, it can go either way, it's just thanking Hashem for the opportunity to do this mitzvah that won't reach this point, the Chosin is making a Bruch, and therefore this Bruch can be made both before or after. However, there are other Terutzim, to this kasha why the Brichas Basulim is made after. And some of the terutzim that the Drisha suggests have to do with the fact that Shas Meister, by the way, when he forms the Bir Rishon, there might not be chapter 2 time to make the bracha. It might be a problem of being the bracha connected to Erva at that point. Maybe the Taz has a different terrace over there. The Taz says that it might not work out. The logistics, practically, might work out. Shemal Yechulivol, you might not be able to perform the Bir Rishon properly at that point. And because of that, one cannot make the bracha before. It might not work out. Not because it's dependent on another person, but more because of practical considerations with the bracha being connected to Erva, or the mitzvah itself not being able to perform properly at that moment. And therefore, the bracha should not be made till after the Shlach HaShemot V'Sulim, until after the mitzvah is performed. And this would seem to be what the Rishmol is referring to over here in Kuf Samach Vav, Rabbi Yibam, which Yibam, after the Rabbanu Chazal Masakin, to do Maimer with Kesef Eshtar, and then the similar to regular tradition, then the Yibam Deraisa, which we're discussing over here, is the B.S. Yibam, which is discussed in detail in our Mishnah, and the first Rabbah of our Parak, and the Parak Rabbah Yibam Toi. And when this mitzvah is performed, the same technical difficulties might exist in making the bracha. Whether there's a problem making the bracha itself right before the B.S. Yibam, because the bracha might be have a problem being connected to Erva at that point, or whether because the B.S. Yibam itself might not work out practically at that moment, and might be a hefsek before the mitzvah can be performed. And therefore, the Beis Shmuel is saying the same with the brachas basulim. Those who do have the minute to make it, make it la'achas shematzah basulim. They find that they make the bracha afterwards. That's why we make the bracha on the B.S. Yibam afterwards. So though the Itter himself feels that any time the bracha depends on another person, the bracha should be made after it. And Itter himself would say that kedushin, that the bracha should be made after kedushin, like the shita of the Ravin Tam Sochem, like the shita of the Ravid. We paskin that the bracha is made before the kedushin, like the Rambam, like the Shulchan Aruch, the Siman Amadalad. However, over here, it's Kuf Samach Vav, B'S Yibam, here it would be agreeable, and the Torah is agreeable to the shita of the Itter, that because there might be reasons why it would be hard to perform the mitzvah at that exact moment, or to make the bracha right before the mitzvah. So therefore, it's better to do the mitzvah first of the Yibam, and make the bracha afterwards if the Yibam was successfully performed.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.